As anyone who flies is well aware, airplane air is not as fresh as it used to be. In fact, a lot of people think the recirculated air is making them sick. But NPR's Richard Knox report that sometimes scientific evidence contradicts conventional wisdom.
Once everybody on airplanes breathed fresh air. The engine sucked in thin, high-altitude air, compressed it, humidified it, and circulated it through the cabin. But that takes energy. When airline deregulation came in 1978, the industry looked to cut costs any way it could. One way was to cut fresh air. So nowadays, the fresh air on airplanes is almost always mixed, about half and half, with second-hand air. Dr. John Baum and his colleagues at the University of California in San Francisco decided to study whether passengers breathing recirculated air are more likely to get colds. They didn't think they could find an airline to cooperate.
We actually thought we were going to find that the fresh air planes had a lower rate of transmission of cold virus than the recirculated planes, and we were afraid that we'd run afoul of the airline, but they wanted to find out and really gave us free rein. I actually was surprised.
There was no problem getting passengers either. Researchers simply went to airports in San Francisco and Oakland and signed up people about to board United flights to Denver.
There was sort of a bandwagon effect. Most people got into it once we got a nucleus of people interested, then sort of everybody wanted to get involved, and we often got most of the passengers on a given flight.
Out of about 1,100 passengers, half flew on planes with fresh air only, half flew on newer, recirculating airplanes. Within a week after their trip, researchers interviewed everybody for signs of a cold. And the surprise? It didn't make any difference. Baum thinks it's because viruses are blocked by the plane's high-efficiency particle air, or HEPA, filters.
The take-home message for me is that the HEPA filters are probably doing a pretty good job.
That doesn't mean the air on airplanes is particularly good. It just means that recirculated air isn't worse. And as a side issue, Baum says he found the air isn't equally good for everybody.
The best ventilation is actually in the pilot's cabin, and the worst ventilation rate is the back of the plane. So in first class, one of the benefits you get is that you get a little bit better ventilation than coach.
The study appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. It was not paid for by United or any other airline, and Baum says they had nothing to do with the outcome. But still, some don't believe the results.
This is a survey. It's not a study. It's just a survey of some passengers. It's not a real scientific study.
Diana Fairchild is a former flight attendant. She now crusades against bad airplane air through her books and website, flyana.com. The new study, she says,
does not compare recirculated air with fresh air. It actually compares stale air with more stale air. And one of the other problems with this survey was that it was on very short flights.
Baum acknowledges that longer flights might pose more risk, but at the time the study was done, airlines had already phased out fresh airplanes on longer flights. Today, virtually all flights have recirculated air. So, as with many modern hazards, people will just have to choose what to believe.
Those who've gotten sick might just laugh when they read these results, and other people might believe it. I just don't know. If they've gotten sick or if they have family who have gotten sick, then they're just not going to believe it. They know the truth. They know. They experienced it.
One thing makes Fairchild feel vindicated. More than 2 out of 3 people who participated in the new study said they believe flying does increase the risk of colds.
I have been feeling a little bit like Cassandra over the years, you know, warning people. But this statistic in this survey that 70% of the people knew already that recirculated air was a problem with the spread of contagious disease actually gave me a little comfort that people are listening and people are knowing and people are putting 2 and 2 together.
Actually, Fairchild and Baum both may be right. He agrees flying may increase the risk of respiratory illness, and he'd like to find out why. He just doesn't think it's the stale air. Richard Knox, NPR News.